Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. Today is Thursday, and we're talking with one of my favorites, Mr. J.D. Ragland, a Randall County Extension agent down there in Canyon, Texas. How are you doing today, J.D.?
Oh, doing great. Good to be with you again this week, and certainly a pleasure and an opportunity to be on the program this morning and share with our ag producers and listeners out there agricultural information, not only in Randall County, but across the High Plains of Texas.
Well, I know, JD, that we're all struggling to stay cool right now. We're in triple digits. How are things looking here in the High Plains with these record-breaking heat temperatures for some of those farmers and ranchers out there?
Yeah, well, there's no way to put it other than it's just been tough. It's been tough and rough, and forecast doesn't look to be much better. It's been that way all season long with the dry conditions. And, you know, we've actually been in a drought looking at the short-term window. We've been in a severe drought for the past 3 years, mm-hmm. and it's been tough on ag producers. This year in particular, you know, everyone out there talks about the drought of 2011, and it was very devastating. Of course, the driest year ever recorded on history was in 2011. But this year, unfortunately, 2022, particularly with our summer crop growing season going on, it surpassed 2011. And the reason for that was in 2011, we had some early moisture and then none late in the growing season. This year here, 2022, unfortunately, we started dry, and it appears that we're going to end dry, and that makes it tough all across the board, whether you're producing crops out there or a cattle operator. This extreme heat and dry conditions has just been tough, and I feel sorry for our ag producers out there because, as you well know, we can do a lot of things on our farming or ranching operations. But one thing we can't do is we can't control Mother Nature, and we have to play the card that's dealt with us. We've talked in several of your programs before about focusing on drought management, key things producers can do, and that story just continues to be repeated. And the topics that we bring forth to our producers in terms of educational programs continues to center around drought management. I hope and pray someday that we can discuss other topics, but that certainly has been the key topic for this entire growing season.
And as you mentioned, you know, it's been a tough year for all producers across the board, whether it's wheat, corn, or you got a cow-calf operation out there or any cattle operation. It's been tough. But I know that y'all at Texas AgriLife are always making sure you've got some programs, events of some sort to help educate, you know, those producers or anybody out there that needs the help. I know you've got something coming up on August 30th. What is going on down there in Canyon for Texas AgriLife?
You bet. Well, we've been working hard, and as you know, it's going to be our 45th annual Randall County Crops Tour. And it is our largest attended agricultural educational event of the year in Randall County. And we've got an outstanding program lined up. This program is free to anyone that's interested in participating or attending. We will talk a little bit later on as we get to wrapping up about how folks can register. But I want to take a moment to focus on the topics. And as me and you have already discussed, you know, this drought situation has been impactful for the last 3 years. And so we're going to spend a lot of time during our conference talking about key topics of interest. You know, right now we've got a lot of producers. You know, agricultural, I think, in the Texas Panhandle is at a critical time. We've got a lot of folks thinking about making some different types of decisions on their operation, and our tour is certainly going to focus on that. We're going to start at 8:30 that morning with our registration, and we'll move right into a topic with our very own Dr. Jordan Bell. We're going to talk about our wheat varieties and share some of the wheat results of the year that Dr. Bell is going to present. And then we're going to have a cow-calf beef cattle production-type session by our very own Dr. Justin Smith, who is our Texas A&M AgriLife beef cattle specialist. He's going to be sharing with us what we think and we consider our top three drought management decisions that producers need to be thinking about, focusing on if they haven't already. And then with this particular tour this year, we're going to spend a lot of time, again, because of the situation, visiting with producers and having some presentations evolved around producer assistance programs. And some of those are going to be crop-related, some livestock-related. This year particularly, since it's been such a tough year agriculture-wise, we feel like many of our producers need to know about and take advantage of all assistant programs, how they can sign up for those programs at their local FSA offices, and then also know from their crop insurance agencies what all they have to do and what's included in those packages. So this year, particularly this year, I know with the conditions like they are, is an exceptional year where producers need to take advantage of all potential help they can receive. So we're going to spend a good bit of time focusing on that. We've got Matt Tucker, who is the District 2 Director from the FSA office in Muleshoe, is going to be with us that day. Also, we'll hear from Eddie Womack, who is the County Executive Director for FSA from Swisher County. And then we've got a couple of our really good friends through our crop insurance side, Rachel Meyer with Meyer Crop Insurance out of Claude, Texas, is going to visit with us as well. And also Kate Boardman and Kaylee Hales from the Ag Specialist Insurance Group out of Hereford will be on hand as well. And then as we approach the noon hour, we're real excited to have Mr. Charles Perry, who is our state senator and chairman of the State Committee of Water for Agricultural and Rural Affairs, will be on hand, and he'll be our keynote speaker during our noon hour and sharing with us some new water policies and how it will impact our ag producers. Then the afternoon will consist of a couple of off-on-the-farm site tours. One of those will be on the Adams Farm, which we'll be highlighting an extensive sorghum variety study. We've got over 30 varieties on that farm out there. We've also been utilizing some drone images and some drone videoing recordings that we'll be sharing as well. And then we'll final stop, and our final tour stop for the day and event of the day will be a complete live cattle carcass demonstration focusing on carcass quality, and that'll be at West Texas A&M University in the meats lab there. Dr. Ty Lawrence and Dr. Lonnie Luchek will be presenting those topics, and we'll be having an opportunity to look at some live carcasses, beef carcasses, focusing on beef carcass quality. Now, again, that is our 45th annual Randall County Crops Tour that will be held on Tuesday, August 30th. And all you have to do to register is just simply call our extension office. That office number is 806-463-0245. That's my cell, or the office itself, 806-468-5543. Or you can simply email our office secretary there, Miss Stephanie Palmer, at her email, and that's stephanie.palmer@ag.tamu.edu. And please register before 5 p.m. on Friday, August 26th. So once again, this is our upcoming annual 45th Randall County Crops Tour on Tuesday, August 30th.
Well, if you haven't already put it on your calendar, please do so. I don't know about y'all, but I'm really excited. If you ever get to hear Dr. Lawrence, he is the creator of Alpha, our clone bull down there at WT. He, anything that they do, him and Lonnie Luchek, amazing stuff. Well, JD, if you got any questions for AgriLife, how can people get a hold of you?
Yes, sir. It's real easy and simple to do. As we mention each and every week, you can just simply call our county extension office, Randall County. We're located 200 North Brown Road in Kenyon. Just simply call that office number, 806-468-5543. Or you can check us out on our website and find complete details of our upcoming crop tour at randall.agrilife.org. Or you can simply stop by, pay us a personal visit. We'll be glad to assist and help you in any agricultural, horticultural, family and consumer health issues, or even on the 4-H side. We'll be glad to answer any of your questions and assist you in any way we can.
Well, JD, it is always a pleasure to get to talk to you every Thursday morning and see what's going on with Texas AgriLife and the agricultural industry up here in the High Plains.
You bet. Always a pleasure to visit with you. We look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC studios. I deeply apologize and say sorry for the technical difficulties of yesterday's show. I love technology, but some days it can be a pain in the rear. Again, hopefully got it all fixed. If you ever have any problems or if you ever hear a repeat, feel free to call the studio. It always helps us out to hear what's happening. Two different platforms always can happen with some sort of error. But don't forget, we also have a new episode called Pasture to Pavement, Agriculture, the Original Innovators, the podcast. We're talking with Mr. Tyler Griffith out there at the Maryland State Fair, one of my closest friends, talking about the fair industry and behind-the-scenes work and how to get that livestock show all ready to go when we're turning around for fair season coming up in August, September, and October for a lot of the states, as well as some of the areas and regions. It's a great episode. Take a listen to our website as well as on Spotify, coming soon to Apple and Google Play. Still working on that aspect, but don't feel free. You can always get on Facebook and find us there. Again, follow our Facebook page and Instagram pages called KGNC Agribusiness News. It's got all the new updates and headlines for all agriculture. It's a great place to look and find new information and what's happening out on the show. Also, feel free to contact me at 806-351-8541. That is my office phone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. But I want to hear from you producers. I'm an agriculturalist, grew up in it my entire life down there in Lubbock County. I want to hear from you and see what you would like on the show and see what we can do differently here. So give us a call, 806-351-8541. I want to hear from you producers, so feel free to give me a call. But again, I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your day.